With Centurion Chris Dent after the draw against Worcestershire at home, kind of a day of two halves for your innings, really. You really worked hard at the start and then almost flicked a switch and went into a second gear to convert it from a half century to a century.
Yeah, definitely. It was real tough at the start and I scored pretty slowly, but once I got through that period, I felt in and then felt like I could sort of kick on and attack.
And when the spinners came on, you and Gareth were able to accelerate the run rate, whereupon there was a declaration possible.
Yeah, we didn't plan to before lunch, but I just think we just played some shots we'd practiced and shots we knew we could play, and then after lunch we decided that we were going to try and kick on and get as many as we could in a short period and then have a crack at them, and we did that pretty well in the end.
Having said that, it was spinners rather than what you might call very occasional bowlers. I mean, D'Oliveira and Rhodes are proper bowlers, aren't they?
Yeah, they are proper bowlers, and there's obviously not much assistance out there, so it was tough for them, and we played them pretty well. But in the end, it worked out for us, and we were able to kick on.
You personally will take confidence from 135 now. What about the team against? You've played a side here who are pushing to go up, and you've given them a really good game and come away with more points than they have.
Yeah, definitely, we'll be pleased with this game because I think without the day rained off, we'd have been in a really strong position, and we could have set them hopefully anything we wanted to, and that would have been brilliant for us. And we'd have had a day and a half to bowl them out. So I think, barring the rain, we'd have been in an even better position than we were today. So I think that's real good from obviously a side that's right at the top of the table.
In a way, it showed what the Cheltenham wickets are like. You get some help with the new ball, but when it flattens out, the ball goes softer. You know, if you can get in, there are runs there.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a new ball wicket. And obviously as an opener, that can be tricky at times because you can get a good one and be done. But once you get through that new ball, you've got to really try and cash in. And I didn't in the first innings, but luckily I was able to cash in this innings, and Jack showed that he got in and cashed in big in the first innings.
When Rhodes went and they were four down just after tea, was there an energy out there that you thought it was still possible?
Yeah, definitely. I felt like we had a good energy out there the whole time because with our bowling attack, you can get those bang bangs and before you know it, there's panic in the changing room and things happen. So I think pretty much until we shook hands, we were all pretty excited that we could still win the game.
It's a long break now, isn't it, for Championship cricket? You don't play again until you go to Northampton. You've got all this limited overs cricket. It's a hectic time.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we'll have to put the red ball to side for a little bit. But then, obviously, once we get close to that Northampton game, we'll have to get back onto our red ball skills and hopefully give them a good run for the money as well.
Just lastly, I mean, people like Benny Howell and Ian Cobain and Tom Smith haven't played much red ball cricket this season. In the dressing room, are they really keen to make an impact now in the T20 in particular?
Yeah, definitely. It's formats that they love, and Benny especially, when T20 comes around, he's really happy. So I think they're practicing hard. They're out here today. They've been out here for the last few days, and they're really keen to get going on the 2020.
Well done, Chris.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot.